lay. Yeah.
Kayla's in the building.
Yeah. Alright, already the show goes on all night. Till the morning we dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they will see the sun up? Just remember when you come up.
You know when you don't know all the words, but you know the beat of the words? So you... night.
Yeah, you act like a harmony.
Damn right I do. How's everybody doing? Welcome to Barroom Heroes, the sports podcast that brings comedy flavor into it. You're bellied up to the bar with us. Please welcome myself and my two co-hosts.
Chris Santani.
Kevin Elliott is me. Chris Anthony's over there.
I'm diving in, dude.
And Stack Eye Joe.
He beat you so hard. Yep. I try to sneak it in now because I used to wait forever to say my name. So
forever.
Forever.
Our intros are lengthy. Sorry.
It's been marked down. Kevin 5, Chris 1.
Comeback starts now.
He beat you.
You guys just remember this when Kevin blows a 5-1 lead. No big deal.
It's a best of 11 series. Who will win 6 first? First ever. Ah, how's everybody doing? Hope you guys had a good week. A lot of good games out there for sports. Basketball, college basketball last night was crazy. 3 of the top 4 teams lost, which hadn't happened for a long time. I don't know when, but it doesn't matter. Steck, I didn't have to look that up.
All right.
But yeah, I watched the Kansas-West Virginia game. They lost to West Virginia. And let's see, Villanova lost in a close one, and Kentucky lost to Tennessee. So, Villanova lost to Marquette. College basketball's heating up, man.
That's March Madness right around the corner.
I love it so much. Everybody, if you're going to go to a college basketball game or any game in particular, hit up SeatGeek. Download that app. Phone, tablet, iPad, whatever you want. Download the SeatGeek app. Go to the promo code, type in Punch Drunk, and get $20 off your first purchase. I would go to February 26th.
At
Arizona
noon?
State women against UCLA women.
At noon.
At noon. At high noon.
High noon. You can. I'm looking right now. I'm looking right now. You can get a seat for $17. Maybe get 2 seats. Get that $20 credit. You're going to a game for $14, I hope.
$14 for 2 people. Math. Get a tailgate with the Barroom Heroes guys.
We will be there.
It's going to be a blast.
If you think that sounds like fun, SeatGeek has tickets to Mastodon with Eagles of Death Metal for $74. April 21st, Comerica Theater. You might run into a... one or two of the
I will be there. You will run into me for sure.
So essentially for $54 a ticket.
$54, just a little.
What the hell is
just a little more.
That was Kevin's phone. Go to Mastodon with Eagles of Death Metal. It's only $74 through SeatGeek.
Chris's phone just started talking. And my phone started shutting it off. He threw it to the ground.
My phone started auto-playing this dumb commercial with Alice Ovechkin in it.
Alice Ovechkin? Is that what you call him?
Now it is. Alice.
I like
Go
Ovechkin.
Ask Alice.
Hey, coming up this weekend, NHL All-Star Weekend. I love NHL Saturday night.
It's going to be sweet.
I don't know. I've never, even when you're not a big, huge hockey fan, when you get to watch all the best players in the world do the competitions with hockey because it's so precise and fun and cool. Like, I know they have the fastest skater, which is my favorite to watch. Just go one-on-one against each other in like a bracket-style tournament, and they just go and they do the whole rink, and they go so fast.
Yeah.
Which you'd assume they would, but it's next level, and I bet being there would be even cooler. To see them just whiz by you.
And not eat it.
Right?
That's the part that kills me. Like, they're going so fast.
Making the turns.
And no one's wiping out.
Yeah. What other events do they have during that, Joey?
They have the Gatorade NHL Skills Challenge Relay.
Is that, does it say anything about it?
Yeah, it's a timed relay event involving 7 skaters and 1 goalie. from each team. It will consist of four relays with five challenges each, one timer with three shooters and one passer per team, passing with one passer per team, puck control with one skater per team, stick handling with one skater per team, and goalie goals with one goalie per team. Each skill must be completed before moving on to the next challenge, with the exception of one-timers. A maximum of 30 seconds will be allocated for that. Passing, a maximum of 45 seconds will be allocated for that. And goalie, a maximum of 30 seconds will be allocated for that. The goal is to finish all five challenges faster than your opponent's team.
Faster than your description of the entire event?
It's it's a very convoluted easy. Event.
Burn!
It's a convoluted event.
Where's the fire sound
Don't even
effect?
Ask me about the Honda NHL four-line challenge. That's an even
longer. Oh, yeah, they're ditching. What's that? Breakaway challenge has been removed, and now it's a four-line challenge. It's
what does that mean?
It's a relay race, basically.
Oh. Are they still doing Fastest Skater?
I don't know. I
or
can't remember.
Is this going to take its place if it's
they
time?
Do have the Bridgestone NHL Fastest Skater. Okay. They also have one for accuracy shooting.
I love
with
that.
The targets.
They have the line challenge. The one that I'm most interested in is the Discover NHL Shootout.
That's cool.
Those are cool.
The my actual favorite is the Oscar Mayer NHL Hardest Shot.
Going to ask if they have the hardest shot. Great sponsor.
Shea Weber, probably.
Oscar Mayer Wiener for the hardest shot. Viagra should sponsor both of those.
And this podcast.
Barroom Heroes.
For pointing
supports.
It out.
Yes. And for that, one puck will be placed 30 feet from the center of the net, and it will be calculated for how fast it goes with miles per hour, and the highest, most accurate shot, the highest speed with the most accurate shot will be the winner.
I love it.
Oh, it's
they
so fun
that,
to
like,
watch.
They get that, like, couple skate step, and then smack it as hard as they can.
Yeah.
And it hits over 100 miles an hour. It's like, holy shit.
Yeah, usually there's someone in the way getting hit right in the sternum.
So, wait, what's the four line is a relay? Just guys starting on certain lines and then going back and forth?
I didn't dive into it super hard, but let me see right here. Okay, so in short, it's the NHL's version of the three-point contest. Four shooters from each team will shoot at four different positions. The closest blue line, the center red line, the farthest blue line, and the farthest goal line. Points will be awarded for location, which is specific to the position, and teams can substitute their final shooter for a goalie.
Oh, because they're better at it.
Yeah.
I love NHL Saturday Night. Yeah. It's just so fun. I actually love now the... Look, I didn't watch the NHL All-Star Games. I didn't watch a lot of NHL hockey till a few years ago, maybe. So now with these fun All-Star Games 3-on-3 things, I love it.
Yeah.
It's exciting and it's fun and it's different and it gets you into the game.
And it makes it where people still want to compete and have a good time at the All-Star game, but it also seems to prevent, knock on wood, guys from getting hurt when they don't need to. So
biggest problem with the Pro Bowl.
Right.
No, look, the Pro Bowl's this weekend. Does anybody know? No? Nobody? Because we don't give a shit.
Yeah, well, who's going to risk that?
A lot of guys pull out of it.
Right.
Then it's like, oh, look, Anthony Barr from the Vikings replaces blah, blah, blah. What an honor. It's like you were ninth choice, man.
Yeah.
Nobody
even remotely wanted you there.
And Anthony Barr's a UCLA guy. I love him. But I saw him make the Pro Bowl, and I was like, you didn't even have that good of a year.
It's a tragedy.
Yeah, it is. And they're playing in Orlando.
I thought they played in Hawaii.
No, they moved. Well, they were doing Super Bowl cities. But this, for whatever reason, this year's in Orlando, but the Super Bowl's in Houston.
Wow.
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Should be cool, man.
Yeah. But
that's my enthusiasm for the Pro Bowl.
I'm a solutions-oriented guy, and I have a solution for this problem. One of the events that the NHL is having a hard time with for their All-Star weekend is their celebrity game. Because hockey isn't that popular of a sport in the celebrity community, and it's hard to get, let's say, Gary Busey to strap on some skates and not hurt somebody.
And get leveled by Brett Hull just reenacting some of his career.
Well, it's kind of true. I mean, who do you have that's like a diehard hockey fan celebrity? Maybe Bill Burr can go out there and skate around.
Yeah. But the NFL is the number one sport in the country, and there are a lot of stars fucking John Cena, The Rock, whoever, these guys that are machismo type dudes. If you replace the Pro Bowl with a celebrity NFL game, and it was the weekend before the Super Bowl when it had the most eyes on it possible, and you could get like Zac Efron to play all-time QB or whatever so he didn't get hurt too bad.
Yeah.
But the attention it would bring, not only for the sport, but for that game.
They had the celebrity game in the on the beach.
Yeah.
Like, that's when they would bring some celebrities in and play, but NFL guys would tear their knee on the beach, so they got rid of it.
Right, well, you don't pair them with right. NFL guys. Right. You make it like the old Rockin' Jocks that were just celebrities.
I loved those. For entertainment value, they were great. And it was cool to see who was good at basketball yeah. and football. Like, dude, Nelly played in the football one and just destroyed. Yeah. And then you watch basketball ones,
good
you're
layup
like,
too.
Oh, yeah,
like, he's got a good layup.
Yeah. He's pretty good athlete.
Why don't they just get crossovers to come and do like an NHL game? Like what LeBron James. Tortorella was giving him all that crap, the coach for the Columbus yeah, Blue yeah. Jackets. He's literally calling out LeBron James like he cannot play hockey. There's no way he could play hockey.
He couldn't.
He's too big. He can't skate. And I was like, dang, dude, like no one asked you.
That's true too.
Like, why like was it the most like it was like the most unprovoked? I don't actually know
we
how
asked
they
you
got
how
there.
How you feel about the game next Thursday, coach?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I remember reading the good article. And,
what's he talking about?
I read the article and I was like, I'm not really sure where anybody asked you that, Torts. And he was like, LeBron James sucks. Like, I'm like, come on, dude. By the way, your team's 6-7 in their last 13. Why don't you focus on that?
I think Jennifer Aniston is a better actress than Jennifer Lawrence. What are you talking about? We're not anywhere near that. What do you
yeah,
mean?
I'm waiting for him to just come out and be like, build the wall. Bill at a press conference. Like, just not related to anything yeah. he's supposed to be doing.
Dude, what? Getting to some more NHL stuff. What should we watch for during All-Star Weekend, man?
Well, watch for every trade rumor on Earth to explode.
Okay.
Because we got the expansion draft at the end of the year. So teams don't want to get nothing for a player. I'm telling you, I really think that they're going to use it as like a cover. Teams are going to be like, yeah, let's trade, all like in the back of the parking lot of the stadium. Other than that, I think I would just – I think Patrick Laine's playing, the rookie kid who's – and Austin Matthews is going to be there, and Connor McDavid. So I'm not really like about overhyping young players, but in an all-star skills competition format, I'm actually going to watch the hell out of those guys.
Yeah.
See like just some of the pure raw skills of these new guys.
I have a recording. Like I watched it a couple times
yeah.
last year. Because they'd replay it on NHL Network.
Dude, and it's fun.
It is. It's so much fun. It's what I love about NBA All-Star Weekend. NBA All-Star Saturday night is one of my favorite nights of the year. And as yeah. much as the dunk contest had sucked for 10 years in a row, not anymore.
You have to inject fun into it. And it's starting to feel like both NHL and NBA are catching that
yeah.
wind. Like, you can have the sickest dunk in the universe, but if you're not having any fun, why is anyone watching?
Yeah.
Everybody should be laughing and falling down and doing all kinds of dumb stuff.
Well, yeah, and actually NBA Friday night is a lot of fun to watch because they do their celebrity game, which, you know, mixed with celebrities and then Hall of Famers and women's basketball players. And it's a fun event. And then after that is the rookie sophomore game, the Shining Stars, whatever they call it, Rising Stars. And that game in itself, you're watching like this season, this coming All-Star break, Karl Anthony Towns is on one of the rosters, the same one. He's on the same one as Devin Booker, what, Karl Anthony Towns, D'Angelo Russell, Jahlil Okafor, like. You get to watch this game, and when you watch yeah. it, it's very comparable to the actual NBA All-Star game.
Yeah.
You get that Friday night. It's fun.
So, you know, just to prove that I'm the worst analyst in history, when is NBA All-Star weekend?
It's not – it's usually around Valentine's Day.
Really?
So, I don't know if it's the weekend before Valentine's Day or the weekend after.
Okay.
But it's coming up. They did, dude. I'm glad you brought that up. NBA All-Star voting in the NBA has to change. How does the NHL do it?
Well, they just changed their rules this year because they had the John Scott thing last year. They didn't like that. They had a, they incorporated like a fan-only vote. It was like only fans. And then it turned into John Scott got in. And say what you will, the guy was cool and he was humble about it and it was fun. He had a good time, but...
It was so fun, and it drew a lot of viewers.
Right, but then the NHL said this year, like, now there's a set of criteria that a player has to meet before they can even be in the voting, and then it's fan votes.
Okay.
So it's like the league is sifting it down to who should be an all-star, and then the fans pick from that pool.
Which is kind of the reverse of what the NBA has done, because the NBA this year, to give players and media more of an impact, took the fan vote that used to be... The fan vote determined all the starters, and then coaches got to
not that Yao Ming was bad, but he was a starter the year he didn't play a game.
Right.
Yeah.
So this year, to so curb dumb. That, they gave the fans 50% of the voting for the starting lineup, the players 25%, and the media 25%. So that's how they did their breakdown. And the NBA All-Star game is February 19th.
Okay.
All right.
Is that how Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade got on the All-Star team?
It's how Dwayne Wade did.
I mean, yeah, I guess Jimmy Butler's having a decent year, but I'm just like, why is Dwayne – I got nothing against Dwayne Wade, but I'm like, you know, he's going to be hoisting an NBA championship
how
at the end of the year.
How was Russell Westbrook not named a starter? No offense, Steph Curry.
No,
Russell
but
Westbrook's the MVP of the NBA.
He's way – he having a way better year.
It might be because it was revealed that almost 100 players – likely voted for themselves because they only got one vote, including Bill Simmons, who hasn't played a game yet, received 3 votes.
Ben Simmons,
I'm sorry.
I was like, Bill Simmons?
Bill Simmons killing it these days. No. He got canceled on HBO. He went straight into playing for the NBA. Good for you, Bill. No, Ben Simmons.
Got a new gig.
Hasn't played
point
yet.
Guard.
He received 3 votes. So there's that, yeah.
Well, Bryce Johnson for the Clippers voted for himself. He hasn't played a game yet. He's a rookie. He just started practicing. Voted for himself. There's a guy in the Hornets. I think it was Cody Zeller that voted for himself. And then the rest of the starting lineup that his team is. And then, like, Mo Williams, who hasn't played a game yet. And just they so, just don't give a shit.
Well, that's the problem. That's what I'm saying is it's like if you're going to – if you're going to have players have input or fans have input, like, okay, a fan vote, whatever, they'll throw you a wild card like a John Scott. But the deal is, if they vote for him, they'll watch. Players, you need to do almost what the NHL did. You need to sift it down and say, these players are eligible to start or play in the All-Star game. Who do you pick from that?
Yeah.
Because at some point, you have to recognize actual achievements, right, on the court. You can't just be like, yo, this dude's jerseys are hot, so let's put him on the floor.
It's a stupid thing, too, because fan voting, you can say, well, they don't get it wrong that often. Well, it's because the majority of fans are bandwagon fans, and when somebody's, like, having a good season or is just a recognizable name, like Carmelo Anthony shouldn't be starting All-Star games anymore.
Right.
He shouldn't even be – he should be the third option of a team at this point. He'd be a great Rudy Gay.
Yeah.
But he wants to be a LeBron James.
Well,
the reason that the NBA changed that rule is because, like, this season, Zaza Pachulia.
Yeah, center for the Warriors.
Averages 5.5 points a game. He hauled in more fan votes than LaMarcus Aldridge, Blake Griffin, Karl-Anthony Towns, and Mark Gasol combined.
What?
Yes.
It's like a Sanjaya thing. Remember American Idol?
Yeah.
He was so bad that they made a website vote for Sanjaya, whatever it was, and they just kept him on because he sucked so bad. It's almost like let's pick a name of a guy that barely plays and let it catch wildfire. Because you could vote on Twitter this year just hashtagging their last name. That's it. It's why Giannis Antetokounmpo says he's not a starter this year.
And during the height of voting, Zsa Zsa Gabor died, so it might have been in solidarity. I don't know.
I'm not going to lie to you. That was the first thing that came into my mind. So.
What do you think, though, as far as changing it? I would love to take the fan voting to, like, 10%. You could say 25% so they feel like it is. But and then maybe...
But like you were saying with the NHL, you were advocating that the fan vote got it right because they produced an entertaining
product.
They
didn't get it right. They did the same thing the NBA did. They picked a player and just voted the shit out of them.
Right.
But the guy with John Scott,
yeah,
he had fun with it. And he was like, I shouldn't be here. I know I shouldn't.
That was his first thing, dude, was he was like, look.
He didn't even wear a team's jersey.
Nope, nobody did. He Remember, wore, they give everybody a, they give everybody just an NHL crested
yeah,
jersey.
That's, but, yeah, that's what he wore.
But he, the thing was, he kind of just made it known right away that, like, okay, I understand. I've played like four games this year. But if people are voting me in, I want to go. And I'm going to have a good time. But the worst part was when they then, like, demoted him and said he wasn't going to play. They sent him to the minors and said he's not eligible to play. Well, you get a bonus check for playing in the. So everybody was like, dude, you're going to dog this guy of like $100,000 just for this? And everybody lost it. And then, you know, they said go ahead and play and then changed all the rules.
Yeah, there was so much back and forth with that. But that's, I almost applaud the fans in a sense to do that, to say fuck the system.
Yeah.
The way you're doing things is stupid. How can you mess up all-star voting? You're probably messing up the rest of the league. And the NBA has been like that for a while, where the fan vote has been ridiculous. And it needs to change. I think it needs to change, man. Give the media 25%. Give the coaches 25%. But coaches can't vote for anybody on their team. And if you're going to include the players, do the same thing.
Yeah.
Can't include anybody on your team. And if they're a dick and they're like, well, the Suns are awful, I'm just going to put their starting five down since I can't vote for my guys, then they're just being a baby about it.
Yeah.
And you ditch that. And you throw the goddamn vote away. And then give the fans their 25%. There, you got it good.
Or you just throw them under the bus in public.
And they've been doing that for some of these guys, and I'm glad they have been.
First, I was like, you mean physically? Like, Joe's really like, drag him outside and drop him in front of a bus.
Keeping NBA talk, I want to bring this up because LeBron has been talking about the trades and what the Cavs have or have not been doing and saying we need to do more. If we sit here, we're going to lose, and not those words. Chose different ones and went to social media, which is stupid. I agree with LeBron that they need a better backup point guard.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they're literally missing.
Okay.
Unless they were able to get Tyson Chandler and the Suns took the whole bill and asked for nothing in return. Because I think Tyson Chandler would be a huge addition for their team.
I've seen weirder things happen with Arizona sports. Everyone go ahead and look up Pavel Datsyuk's contract.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, go ahead.
Oh, my God. So you got to look it up and tell everybody. It's something ridiculous.
I will lose my mind on this one, so just be careful, but go ahead.
Known as the Magic Man in Russia, professional ice hockey player and captain of the St. Petersburg of Continental Hockey League.
Absolutely.
His rights are currently being held by the Arizona Coyotes.
Right. How much are they paying him a year?
It's not first thing on his Wikipedia. I don't know why they would hide that.
Well, go ahead. Just, oh, I do. Go ahead and just, when you find it, just let everyone know how many millions of dollars the Coyotes are paying for a guy playing in Russia. The dude did the equivalent of like when you get your retirement check and then get another job. He's double dipping on the league. Which I can't knock him for. I mean, if you can get away with it, more power to you. But shout out to the preteen owner of the Coyotes. Is it, what's he like, 29?
He's a young guy.
No, he's younger than me.
He's like 26.
Yeah, he's like 26, 27 years old. Oh, thank you.
Sorry, bud.
I spit. I made $5 million off that contract.
He's getting $5 million a year.
No, what's Coyotes? His? Oh, wait, what's his cap hit? I'll look that up. Let me just.
I'm looking at his salary.
Because I'm so angry.
He's in Russia, though. He's not playing here.
Yeah. So what he did was he retired. He said like, oh, someone in my family's sick. I can't possibly play for the Detroit Red Wings anymore. And the Red Wings were like, what are we going to do? He's worth a ton of money. There's no way we can pay him and have a team next year.
$750,000?
In Russia?
Is
No, I'll find it. I promise you.
That's not $7 million, is it?
Yes, it is.
That's seven.
$7.5 million.
I thought
right
that I was missing a decimal point somewhere. What?
No, no, no. Here's actually the very first thing that I see on.
That's
I look
his
it up.
Base salary.
Detroit Red Wings unload Pavel Datsa cap hit in Arizona. That's the headline. So
that's when you know, as a GM, when for the other team, you're like, oh, I fucked
no,
up.
No, they literally traded. They traded like a pick that they got, like their 20th pick, for Pavel Datsyuk's contract. So they're paying him $7.5 million of their money.
So he can what? Drink vodka?
To not play hockey in the United States. So what wow. I'm saying is Tyson Chandler could go to the Cavs no matter what his cap hit is, because Arizona teams are really into absorbing cap hits.
He could. Who should the Cavs add? I mean, if they need to add a guy. And LeBron definitely wants a backup point guard. He said it. It's pretty obvious that the Cavs don't even really have one.
Yeah, they really don't.
Matthew Dellavedova signed with the Milwaukee Bucks for $50 million. Of course, you can't bring him back because you can't afford it.
Well.
But what do you do? I mean, look, the Suns got Brandon Knight, but his cap is even bigger than Dellavedova's.
Well, yeah, I'm just trying to go through and who has a backup to spare, really.
Right, and that would give them up. Like, there isn't many people. So Nate Robinson, remember Lil Nate, 5'8 Nate? He put together like a highlight video and sent it to the Cavs because he's not playing for anybody. He's like, just a heads up, I can play backup point.
You sign him immediately.
He wasn't that bad.
No, you sign him immediately.
He also tried out for the NFL this past season and didn't get it because
and Nate Robinson local politics. Is known for being clutch in the playoffs. He's performed really well in
did
big series.
Did he play for the Cavs at one time?
Yeah.
He did, right? He
performed well, yeah.
He is pretty clutch. He's a good backup. I am surprised he's out of the league. Drafted by the Phoenix Suns, by the way, when they started trading all of their picks. We traded Nate Robinson, Luol Deng. There's a bigger name that now it's spacing me, damn it.
Well,
oh, Rajon Rondo.
Yeah, so who's...
Who we talked about previously.
I'm just trying to think. You got me on a different train of thought here. Like, I'm trying to think of a basketball player that was really good like 8 to 10 years ago, because I'm sure the Bulls are looking.
Travis Best.
Yeah, there we go. Dude, what was it? What was the thing I texted you about Carlos the other day? Buzo? About the Bulls. What was the guy's name? They're like, we're going to pursue him in free agency.
Oh, Chris Bosh.
Yeah. The Bulls are like, let's get Chris Bosh. And I'm like, this is just going to air on TV. Like, where are they now? And they're all going to be wearing a Bulls uniform. Rondo's going to be crybabying on the bench. Dwayne Wade's going to be saying, like, this is embarrassing. Like, he does every game. This is Jimmy's team. 12 games under 500 or whatever.
They should be a lot better than they are.
Yeah.
They've got a decent roster. Now they're shopping Rondo, but they're going to get very minimal cuz they know he wants out and no team wants
also,
him.
Also, who is going to be like, let's bite on the guy that is in public saying like, I'm going to go meet with the boss cuz I don't like sitting on the bench. This stinks.
People hated him in Boston, then he spent one season in Dallas, they hated him there. Then he spent one season in Sacramento. They hated him there. And they hate him in Chicago 40 games in.
40 games in. They're like,
fuck.
So he's available.
Mm-hmm.
He's available.
Speaking of guys who are available, Nate Robinson didn't play for the Cavs. He's played for the Knicks, the Celtics, the Thunders, the Warriors, the Bulls, the Nuggets, but not the Cavs.
Okay.
So
he made clutch shots with the Bulls.
His resume should say, I'm familiar with a lot of styles of play. Journeyman status on backup point guard.
Dude.
If I was the Cavs, I would be looking at one of those Golden State players that have afflicted me in the past.
They're not trading that to Cleveland?
Not through Cleveland, but what about a three-team trade?
No,
yeah,
Cleveland,
maybe
Cleveland
you trick
and Golden
them.
State wouldn't go into that. Are they that dumb?
They could swoop up Iguodala.
The only team.
Why don't they just get
that
Serge
either one
Ibaka.
Is afraid of? They should get him back.
Oof.
But wait.
Solved.
Back. They never had him. Serge Ibaka to Cleveland?
Yeah.
I mean, you're trading Tristan Thompson.
LeBron's asking.
I know this sounds super weird, but like it popped into my head, and I was like, I'm going to say this and be an idiot. And as soon as it came out, I'm like, well, hold on, though.
They don't need him, though.
They could use him.
Well, any team could use him. I don't think they need him, but they need a guard. Like, they need to go to Orlando and get, like, Elfrid Payton, because they're looking to trade for Dragic. They don't like Elfrid Payton. If Cleveland can make a trade to Orlando, get Elfrid Payton to be backup, and he's on that rookie salary, so he fits into the cap,
yeah,
that's a good trade. If Orlando wants to make these deals to try and get a better point guard than Payton, it's the only way it works. So that's where your three-team deal is, Joe. You got to include Orlando and then a third team to give Orlando a point guard.
That Dragic, I've seen him perform very well in clutch positions as well.
Okay, so let's say it's those three, which is weird. It's three Eastern Conference teams. It typically doesn't happen, but you're going.
Again.
Cavs.
Pavel Datsyuk. Everything's Cavs, on the table.
Miami Heat and Orlando Magic. And you're doing a three-team deal where Elfrid Payton goes to Cleveland, fills your backup point guard slot tremendously, improves the team immediately. You go Goran Dragic from Miami to Orlando. Now, who does Cleveland send to Orlando? I mean, to Miami. Which, in my mind, if Miami's trading Dragic, they're almost rebuilding their team. So maybe give them something with an expiring contract,
yeah,
and they'll
be okay
with it.
They still got Mo Williams?
No, Mo Williams is like in Denver or something.
Oh, I thought he was like retired.
Well, he kind of is, but he keeps getting traded. I don't know.
He went somewhere with the legal weed to play out the rest of his contract.
Yeah, well, he signed with Cleveland, but then Cleveland never played him, so he kind of retired, and then he got traded to Denver. I don't know. Either way, that's a trade that could work, and I think we should call David Griffin, former assistant general manager of the Phoenix Suns, now the general manager of the Cleveland Cavaliers, and tell him we've got the perfect play.
I think that's what we do.
Speaking of what we can do for our cities and Cleveland wanting to be great in their city, we are going to do a new segment, and I want to introduce it right now. Is that cool?
It's fine with me, man.
Thanks, bro. We're talking to the mic. It couldn't have been further away from you. I wish everyone saw that.
The best part is, hold on. Here's what I really need, Kevin. What are we doing right now? Because I was drawing a cool symbol on my notepad, and I heard you stop talking.
You were so disengaged.
It's a Stussy logo with a
hat.
Oh,
shit. I honestly don't even think you know what I was talking about.
I don't.
I just stopped and you looked over and said, it's cool. And your mic was on the other side of the room.
No, I'm dead serious. So what are we talking about?
Oh, that's my favorite thing. We have a new segment for the show.
Okay.
And the segment is... What's the segment really called, I guess? I know what we're doing in it. Okay. We haven't called it anything, but what athlete wouldn't have to pay for another meal in their city?
Real quick, after your description of what we're talking about and that song, I imagine some guy who feels like he should be held that high up, who's like at the store or at a place about to buy his hot dog at the baseball game, looking around like, someone's getting this for me, right? I was pretty big. Juwan Howard.
So
I was part of a championship.
I was at a Diamondbacks game working for a company at the time, and they were like,
"You don't say.
You can go sit down in those seats right there because no one's there." So I was like, "All right, cool." So I was sitting there, and then it was like right behind home plate, like first or second row, real nice seats. And Usher comes up and he's like, hey.
The musician?
Yeah, exactly. And he said, can I have these seats? And I was like, no, I don't know who the fuck you are. No. And Usher comes up and he's like.
And Usher. I was lost. And Usher.
And Usher comes up and he's like, hey. Lost? Just so you know, these are Luis Gonzalez's seats. Like, he gets these seats whenever he comes to the game. We give him these seats. And I was like, well, I'm working.
Is Luis Gonzalez here right now?
He was with his son, and he sat two rows behind me.
Talk about not budging,
dude. At a D-backs game.
And he sat the rest of that game with that song playing in his head. Dude, that guy got the game-winning hit.
I know.
In the only World Series the Diamondbacks will ever win. And Joe's literally like
punking him.
Nah, bro, I'm camped out.
You guys see me do that? You guys see me do that via the podcast? I had the most killer gesture. Oh my God.
What the
segment? I left the inning later though.
That's so much better that too. Is like, better. Like, hey man, this game sucks. You can have those seats back. You should have been here in 2001, dude.
That team they were was something
to watch.
Awesome.
They were something to watch.
This segment is we pick a city each week. This is what we're going to do. We're going to pick a city each week and name the one athlete that never has to pay for another meal in that city that they played in.
Okay.
Okay. And so our first one we're starting with is where we live and our home that we know really well, Phoenix. Phoenix, Arizona is our city. And the finalists that we came down to were Steve Nash, Larry Fitzgerald, Shane Doan, and Luis Gonzalez, who just exited.
Seriously? Okay, here's the thing. We hit all four major sports. And I literally was going to say Luis Gonzalez was on my list, but apparently he doesn't even get his seats. And when he's in those commercials for like Burge Ford, he always says they gave me a great deal. No one comped him a truck. Burge was like, look, dude, that was a jam shot. You're lucky that floated into center field.
I don't know what Earnhardt's test giving you over there, but we're willing to give you a great deal.
Look, we'll give you a great deal. And then all the commercials are like, we treat everyone the same. Everyone gets a great deal. And you know he was sitting in his house just like, are you kidding me?
I got the same deal as everybody
My
else.
Truck was $21,000. Everyone else's was $24,000.
And we didn't even have craft services on the shoot.
None. I guarantee it. Have you seen him? He looks like a hostage in those commercials. How much do you love your Ford? I love it. Me and my family drive my Ford to every game, and with the exception of one, we sit in the same seats.
So,
I think you're forgetting one. Kurt Warner.
Ooh.
And in certain parts of town, Diana Taurasi.
Oh, that's a good one.
But I would like just, only certain
You're
states.
Right. No, that's
I'm
a good one.
Much more inclined to pay for Taurasi's meal than I am Kurt Warner's because he put out that stupid pasta sauce. You've seen Kurt Warner has a pasta sauce and it's like $8.
It's a Kurt Warner. It's a Giovanni's with the sloppy Giuseppe's.
What person with the name Warner has the balls to make a pasta sauce?
I can just imagine the commercials that got rejected, like him throwing a pass to his mom and he's like, Mamma Mia. You know, like they're so bad, I can tell
she
you.
She catches a chicken parm.
Yeah.
Fully basted in sauce.
That's the only meal Luis Gonzalez gets comp. Some Kurt Warner pasta sauce every Christmas.
So Kurt Warner's out of the question here.
But Kurt Warner's more likely to get it than Luis Gonzalez. Luis is out.
He's out. He obviously is because he can get his seats.
Even though he hit the hit. I think Schilling and Johnson. Randy Johnson would get more free drinks around town. Even Schilling, I think people would be like, that's just some random Trump supporter.
Schilling moved to Massachusetts and shot his legacy in the foot. So.
Literally. I mean, you think he shot himself in the foot, he lives in Massachusetts.
Well, he never. Oh, that was like his foot injury. This guy's making a joke.
Like, yeah, I no, was. Like, people in Massachusetts shoot themselves on accident.
No, I know, but Schilling had the real foot.
Yeah, the bloody, the, and, yeah, the bloody sock, dude.
Yeah.
I pick scabs on my feet, too. Relax, people.
So what does that leave us with? Steve Nash.
Steve Nash.
Shane Doan.
Shane Doan, Larry Fitz.
And Larry Fitz.
You're leaving Charles Barkley off?
Yeah.
Oh, why?
Steve Nash was a bigger...
Charles Barkley, though.
He was only in Phoenix for a few years. They went to the finals.
I was going to say, went to
which Nash never did. But I believe that Nash kept the city of Phoenix enthralled, interested, engaged, loved the teams longer.
Charles Barkley threw a guy through a plate glass window at the arena and was still the most favorite son for years.
He did that in Philly at a bar right before the Suns got him.
He did that in Phoenix at the Bud Light Garden. Yeah.
Let's throw Barkley on there for fun.
Okay.
For fun.
Didn't he get a blowjob while driving?
Yeah.
Or some shit?
And he got pulled over.
Yeah. No,
well, no. Okay.
He got pulled over.
Did he go to jail? Did he face any problems?
No.
Okay. So he's getting his meals for free.
No, I thought he did. I looked that up because
no, like he said, like they were like, why are you driving? And he said something about some girl who gave the best head in the world.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think he did go to jail.
Well, so if he didn't go to jail, all
right,
he gets on the list. So let's talk about guys with less extreme careers. Larry Fitzgerald, I feel like, is a lock. Right?
Yeah. He did serve jail time, by the way.
How much?
I don't know. Finished jail 38 time.
38 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
DUI charges.
Checked in long enough to give out autographs and left.
He was well, this is a long time. It was 2009.
Less time than we waited for our pizza.
2009.
He went to jail in 2009?
That's when it happened.
It was.
Really? It was way before then?
No, I just have no idea. I just knew it happened, but I didn't know it was that.
It was 2009 because he still rocks here because he still gets free food here.
Maybe. Look, the guy's a Hall of Famer. I'm not saying no. That's a good one to add in. Okay.
He's like honorary mention.
He's in the Ring of Honor, so is Steve Nash. Nash recently inducted, but obviously because they played in different eras. Charles Barkley was a massive success. Like... The fans went crazy when that trade happened. They loved that team that year.
He was a role model, but he came out with the commercial that said he wasn't a role model. He was
only made people think he was more.
Yeah. Much more public eye than Steve Nash.
Yes.
But
which might be why Steve Nash get more meals.
Two-time MVP Steve Nash should have won it three times in a row, but they gave it to Dirk because the Mavs had the better record. Nash's best year statistically. From his two MVP seasons before that. Nash mania was crazy. This is what tarnishes Nash then, too, is asking to be traded to the Lakers.
Yeah.
Who every Phoenix Suns fan hates the Lakers.
No, that's Steve Nash's last great move as a Sun.
Because he made them suck.
Yeah, because he went to the Lakers, signed a big contract, and then played like, what, a half of a quarter or something? And then they just had to pay him a ton of money.
Everyone knew he was still Phoenix at his core.
Yeah, he didn't play for shit.
Okay, so let's try and knock Nash, one of these basketball players out.
Nash? Well, I think... No, here's...
Nash Barkley.
I think Nash stays over Barkley. Because no one got to freak out and be so pumped about Nash on his own while he was here. He was part of the bigger Suns unit. So now everybody sees him and is like, man, you were so cool. Let me buy you your whole dinner.
Barkley.
Everybody sees Barkley and they're like, dude, you're just getting laid out by Shaq in the studio. You know what I mean? So like,
see, I don't think they see him as getting laid out by Shaq in the studio. If they're true Suns fans, they see him as the guy who is willing to throw a punch at Shaq when no one else could because it was blue chips like Dave Shaq where he was huge. Also, as much as I love both these guys, I will say, if you're at a bar, you're at a restaurant, and you see Steve Nash, you're like, oh, shit, that's Steve Nash. I want to, like, say hello to him and tell him what a role model he is and what a cool guy he is. If it's Barkley, you're like, yo, I want to party with this dude. Let me buy you your meal. Let me offer you a drink. I feel like Barkley gets the, hey, what's up, bro? Pass more than Nash does. I feel like Nash is respected more. Barkley is admired more.
I've had two run-ins with both of these guys at night in a club bar.
Both guys twice?
No.
One, so you've each separately. Each time, okay.
I had one with Amari. He's off the list.
Well, but yeah, keep going. Yeah, yeah.
No, I didn't know he was on the list, but
he wasn't. But as soon as I met him at that bar,
this is his Todd Gurley. Anyway,
I went out one night with, I would say with Charles Barkley, but it was with a bunch of mutual people, so he would just happen to be there. Okay, right?
Well, don't sell yourself short. You were so, out with Charles Barkley,
though, but Vince Coleman was there. Remember him, a baseball player? Roy Green, who's a great Phoenix Cardinal. He wasn't Phoenix; he was St. Louis Cardinal. And a few other guys that I just happened to know, and they knew Charles, and he was in town. So we went out, and he was very, like, they separated themselves, right? So they had, like, the ropes and stuff so you couldn't get back there. I could because of the people we were with. But they just sat there. It was exactly like them sitting at home not doing anything. They wouldn't let anybody come in that they didn't know, everything like that. Very segregated. Nash, I was at a birthday party that happened to be out in Phoenix, and we went into the bathroom of this place, busy place, and he was in there with Leandro Barbosa, and he was hilarious, like outgoing, funny for the 5 minutes that we were all in the bathroom just waiting to use it. He was awesome. So that makes me put Steve Nash ahead of Barkley in a sense.
Okay.
Just a cooler guy maybe. But also, you can be catching an athlete on a good or bad day. I say Nash because of the longevity with Phoenix in the city and being in here, than Barkley for the couple seasons that he played in Phoenix.
Okay. I could stick with Nash. I could take Nash.
Okay. So now we move on. Shane Doan and Larry Fitz are still on.
Larry Fitzgerald is an absolute no-brainer to me. He was super cool with everybody. Really humble guy.
Has stayed with the team even though they've been awful.
And worked with them to free up room to get other stuff. I mean, yes. You don't even have a discussion about Larry Fitzgerald. Yeah. He's just in.
Shane Doan beat out Larry?
No, not even close.
Okay, so Shane's off.
Strictly because half of the state does not know what's going on with the Coyotes at all. And the other half knows they're in dead last place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, he gets the kudo points for staying, but they only had, like, what, 3 seasons that were
where they made the
remarkable
playoffs.
Yeah. So it's nothing against him as a person. It's just, like, no one's really caught on to him yet.
Yeah. Okay. So Shane's off. Now we're down to Steve Nash and Larry Fitzgerald.
Fitz.
I would say Larry Fitzgerald.
I'm just telling you.
I want it to be Steve Nash, but, dude, people love Larry Fitzgerald.
I hate to say it, but I think you guys are overlooking 2 major points.
Steve Nash's twins.
No.
Oh.
What I was going to say is, one, I think Phoenix is much more of a basketball city than it is a football city.
You're right.
Even though Larry's years with the Cardinals have been the resurgence of football for our state because people love what he's been able to do with the Cardinals. The other thing is, how do I say this? Trump won, like, huge in this state, and I think there's a lot more people willing to pay a nice young Canadian boy than a guy with dreadlocks down to his ass, and I don't think that's a good signifier of our state, but I think it is a true signifier of our state.
We're on, like, what, episode 11? And this is every week Joe's got a racial slant on something. Yeah.
I'm just saying, I calls it like I sees it.
I'm just telling you, why don't we just ask people?
Let's do it, man.
One of those Facebook polls?
We could do a Facebook poll, Twitter, anything.
If you guys follow me on Twitter at KE Comedy, each week I'll just put up who we have listed.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll list like a finalist, a 4-person, 5-person finalist on there for the city that we're doing for that episode this week. And then if people have other people to nominate, just reply with that person and we'll add them to the list.
And just for clarification, is it who you would want to never have to pay for a meal in your city again or who you think would not?
Like No. Because
I think Larry deserves to never pay for
that. That's what we're talking about.
And I think Steve deserves it too, but I think
Steve is more likely.
We're starting with people who probably deserve we're narrowing it down to the number one.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you could only have
going number one, Steve brought us closer more times for me, although I enjoy Larry's. No, they both have great work ethic. I'm going Steve.
I'm going because of, man, people's love affair with this guy, and it's more recent.
I say that's Larry Fitzgerald. That's why I say
Larry Fitzgerald because of the more recent.
Here's why. Here's actually my thought. When I walk around,
I hate the Cardinals, by the way.
When I walk around, I understand that his era is past and all that, but I don't see any Steve Nash stuff anymore. And I know he still plays here.
But every Cardinals jersey is a number 11.
I don't know there's any other Cardinals jersey that gets sold.
No.
I think they're all Larry Fitzgerald.
Not since Warner retired. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if you go to their website, it's actually the Larry Fitzgerald NFL shop.
Yeah, and I think the city's bought on so much to this Cardinals team since they moved in their stadium
also,
that they want it to be – Joe's right. It's a basketball town. It's been a Suns town forever.
But how come – but to me, how come – this is going to be a knock on the Phoenix fans, and I'm not trying to do that. But why is it, though, that they don't go to Suns games anymore? Well, the Cardinals failed this year. All expectations, and there was still a lot of support for the Cardinals.
It's only eight games.
There was still a lot of hope. The Suns have been on the decline and a position where you knew they weren't going to be the Suns of old for a lot of seasons now. Even when Steve was like in his last year as a Sun, you knew, hey, this ride's been good, but it's over for a while. So I think Suns fans have been in dormant for, what, 4 or 5 seasons now?
The economy is down, and inflation has raised these ticket prices to pay the players so much that if you're not putting out a good product, people that work hard for their money, instead of going to a game that costs $25 for really decent seats in the lower bowl, are now $50 just for one person. You're not going to spend that money, and also you can see them on TV every night no matter what. So you can be enormous fans of a team and watch every game without ever having to spend a penny going to a game. I think that's where a lot of it comes down to, too. And in Phoenix, it for sure does because it's a transplant city. But also, there aren't a ton of wealthy people that live in the greater Phoenix area. It's a pocket of Phoenix that do. And they're not going to spend that money to go to a game on a Tuesday when they have to work the next day.
You can get tickets for Nuggets at Suns for $7 at SeatGeek.com January 28th.
$7.
Right, upper level. They have a kids club thing now. It's $25.
It's crazy.
It's $25 to put your kid in the kids club for the Suns, and you get 2 tickets and then all this gear and stuff for $25.
Yeah.
I didn't sign my son up for it. I'm just saying.
It's
pretty inexpensive.
The best deal for tickets in town is to just shop at Fry's, and they give you WNBA tickets. Take advantage.
Now we're going to the Mercury
If you have to buy tickets, go through SeatGeek. But if you could get those Fry's Marketplace tickets, do that.
all right, so we got Larry Fitzgerald as the winner. He's the guy will not...
With a strong objection...
Yeah.
From the stat guy, Joe.
And we'll see what the internet thinks about this.
Yeah.
All right. We will. And what next? We'll have to think of another city. And we'll do that. So just follow me on Twitter, at KE Comedy, and I'll post it on there.
For the next one, why don't we go with...
And the Facebook page.
We'll put either it on New England or Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Super Bowl related.
Well, I mean, New England, I think, will win, but I want Atlanta to win.
No, who in that city?
Yeah, for the next time we do the segment.
You know, let's be...
That's 2 weeks from now.
So do Atlanta and then New England.
Okay.
You know, like, let's
be... So we'll do Atlanta. Yeah. We'll do Atlanta next week, and then we'll do New England the week after.
Yeah. That way it's topical.
Okay. I like that. Atlanta, ooh. I'm already thinking Dominique Wilkins.
Jerry Rice.
He'll be up there. Fred McGriff. Jerry Rice.
I just said, like, asshole. The very first name I can think. But Fred McGriff, Chipper Jones.
Chipper Jones.
Greg Maddux.
Oh, and then one
of Tom Glavine. Sanders. Hold on, let's do this next week.
Deion Sanders, dude. Yeah, Tom Glavine, Greg Maddux, John Smoltz.
And then one of these weeks we're going to do Gant. The celebrity that doesn't have to pay for dinner in any city.
Okay.
Like Tyson. Tyson doesn't have to pay for
Tyson
shit.
Tyson Beckford?
Yep. That's exactly who he was talking about.
You son of a...
Grayson Allen.
Fuck that piece of shit.
Oh, all right.
That kid sucks, dude. Well, he doesn't. He's pretty good at basketball, but he's just an asshole. Before we get out of here, you guys been to the Phoenix Open? It's coming up.
I have not.
This weekend.
Well, no, I haven't. Only because I have a real problem with people partying at a golf tournament because I'm watching golf. I want it quiet.
Mm.
You would have hated me the one time I went to the Phoenix Open because I don't really remember much going to the Phoenix
Open. I'm telling you. No, small claps, cheers on a really dope shot. Other than that.
I love golf. I love watching golf. I watch it on
TV. When are we going to have the Barroom Heroes charity golf scramble?
Oh, shit.
Dude, I just thought of that because I will smoke everyone.
Oh, we're doing. Oh, man, that sounds so fun.
That's what I'm saying. It just popped into my head when we started talking about golf.
I love it. I love going. I love the Phoenix Open, though. I love it. I go, and then I still record it to just watch the stuff from the 16th hole. But what I do, I hate the 16th hole. I hate going to it. Just because I don't like big crowds of drunken idiots, and that's exactly what the whole thing is. Although if you have Skybox tickets and you're offering them to me, yeah, I'll meet you up there. It's fun. It's a good time. I can sit back, relax. I actually watch golf when I'm there.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. So my son and I will go, and we'll either go to the third hole tee box or the 10th hole tee box, and we just post up and watch guys drill drives 350 yards. It's awesome. But my son, who is 8, and obviously the year before was 7, year before was 6. As math goes.
My God.
He cleans up sitting at these tee boxes from the players. They give him their ball. They give him a glove, like shit from their bag all day long. Just feeding them. They're like, oh, because he's the only kid there. It's all older guys.
Yeah.
Just stand. There's like 20 older guys and then me and my son. Old
man's sweaty glove. Yes, sir, please.
I'm not an old man, dude. Like Ricky Fowler. He's a young guy.
All I remember from the Phoenix Open was going, swing! Swing, swing, swing! That's all I did the whole time.
The 16th hole is
it was madness.
Such a spectacle.
A joke.
It was madness.
It's not, though. It's
I can't stand it. I just play golf.
I love watching it, though.
Dude, how much
one
do you like?
One time a year, the one ever. Hole to just go Never. Crazy. One hole.
If I Never. Ever get tickets again, I'm bringing a strobe light.
Here's what I'm
Would
saying.
Would Phil Mickelson be on the list of Phoenix?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
I didn't bring him up because I didn't know we were allowed to add new names, but I will, yeah.
Not at the place he's eating.
But
that's true, dude. He's got that. He's got that golf money.
He
and
just
that
played
golf
at ASU. Like he lives in San Diego. He's not from Phoenix.
How many people you know though from Four Arizona? Years? They're like, we went to San Diego this weekend. It's like a satellite campus
good,
of ASU.
Good call. Good call.
Took a 4-hour drive to see Phil Mickelson.
To chill with my
the way
Arizona
the city
boys.
Loves Phil Mickelson. Maybe he would beat out Larry Fitzgerald.
No, he but doesn't beat Larry, but Phil. I'm telling you.
Yeah. They love him so much. Yeah, Phoenix Open's fun, man.
That, dude, that's because he always has that one hole where he's like, I'm going to gamble on this shot. And everyone's like, don't do it. And he's like, I'm doing it. And then he loses by 2 strokes. That's Phil Mickelson. That's his career.
It is.
He's going to get buried like inside a tree just to make it a weird move.
Tiger Woods plays this weekend. His first tournament. He's paired up with Dustin Johnson and Jason Day. You know, just to show Tiger he is 663rd in the world.
I know, dude. Come on. He's still got to be making some money, though. Anyway.
Yeah, he is. He's just signed with TaylorMade, equipment dealership.
Shout out to Charlie Belgium, who I think is also going to be
made
in town
the waffle.
Went to school with that guy. He's a pro golfer. And yeah, I'll buy him a beer next time I see him. I'm not going to pay for his meal, but I'll buy him a beer.
How about I buy part of his meal? You buy part of his meal. He buys it. Then he'll feel like he got the experience.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
he's a good golfer.
I'd hope so. If he's a pro.
Yeah, I was going to say, I heard he's pro.
All right, guys, let's get out of here. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Again, if you like the show, tell your friends, man. Let's build this
Wait
audience and have a good time.
Stop. Wait a minute. Why don't I hype the show I'm supposed to be on?
Oh, yeah. I skipped over that.
I'm literally the worst
Coming up
sports,
in a couple days.
I'm the worst sports analyst in history and the worst promoter of my own career. So, Saturday, January 28th.
This Saturday.
At 8 p.m.
It's this Saturday.
This Saturday, the 28th of January. The 28th. The doors will be open at 7.
Doors open at 7.
The show starts at 8.
The show starts at 8.
It's $10 to get in.
Just $10.
There is a two-item minimum.
Two-item minimum.
Items, not drinks, so don't panic.
No item maximum.
It's at Toso's Bar and Restaurant, which is on 2401 West Union Hills Drive.
They won't sell your toes.
Aside from the nonsense commentary, there's some killer comics on it.
Killer comics,
It says right on the flyer, I'm also featured.
Feature.
So come out and see it. It's going to be fun. Toso's, $10. Just come party.
So much fun.
Everyone's so annoyed that you and I are getting kicked out
of it. No, like, no joke, no one's coming to my show.
Oh,
because they stopped listening when you guys like...
Because they're going to be too tired from coming to see me at Rum Runners on that Friday before that Saturday.
Yeah,
let's go.
Time out. Back-to-back comedy shows. So go see Joe on Friday. Come see me on Saturday.
And come see me Sunday at Notre Dame Preparatory High School.
Just chilling.
Oh, my son has a football game. Guys, thank you for listening. Hope you had fun. And yeah, hit up the Facebook page because that's where we're going to put up the Atlanta sports athletes that we need you to comment on and vote on. And
Andre Rison.
Ooh.
Dude, that hit me like a ton of bricks.
Atlanta's going to be good.
Atlanta's going to be fun.
We
dude.
Should have Elijah a long, one? A pretty long list. Who?
Hakeem Olajuwon?
Okay, that's Houston. Maybe
Clyde
Joe
Drexler?
The best oh, that's what I was thinking. Guy. I was thinking Clyde Drexler.
Yeah.
No, Dominique Wilkins.
Dominique Wilkins, dude. I'm a hockey guy.
And yeah, and then on Twitter, I'll put something up there at KE Comedy is what you can follow on there. And vote, and let's have some fun, man. Until our next episode, everybody, go see some of us doing comedy out live and have a good, enjoyable sports weekend.
I was thinking Donald Glover. Put your hands up, when times is hard you stand up. L.U.P. the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban us, they'll never slow my